Very briefly today, we're just going to consider Hebrews 13, 18 through 19 and the importance of prayer. The author of Hebrews says, pray for us. The author is asking that the Hebrews be praying for their leaders that were just mentioned in the previous verses, himself included. There's power in prayer. Yes, God is sovereign, and therefore we do pray. Somehow, in God's sovereignty, our prayers do make an impact. And we are called to pray without ceasing, and to devote ourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with thanksgiving. Verse 18, he continues, for we are sure that we have a good conscience, desiring to conduct ourselves honorably in all things. So he shares and seeks to encourage them that this letter and his conduct are done in a non-greedy way, a sincere conscience with honor, conduct that is not just in some things or a few things, but rather in all things, having honorable conduct. In verse 19, he says, I urge you all the more to do this. So he's really urging and emphasizing the importance of their prayer for them, and it is this, so that I may be restored to you the sooner. So we don't know a ton of details here. We do know verses 22 through 25 say, I urge you, brethren, bear with this word of exhortation, for I've written it to you briefly. Take note that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom, if he comes soon, I will see you. Greet all of your leaders and all the saints. Those from Italy greet you. Grace be with you all. So we have a guess of location there, Italy. We have a guess of circumstance, quite possibly that this author is being hindered because of imprisonment, and that there is distance, yet there is care, and there needs to be prayer as they are separated from one another. So devote yourselves to prayer. Pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ, pray for those suffering, pray for your leaders, your spiritual leaders, that they would be able to guide and lead you well. And that is the emphasis found in these verses.